Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you, which may at first seem like it's gross, but I promise it'll be worth it in the end. That's right. Today's story is called Rot, the Bravest in the World. It's written by Ben Clankton, and it's read today by Mommy and...
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Well, I'm Curdy, of course.
Curdy, the goblin fighter? The rescuer of Princess Irene?
By now, it's King Curdy.
King Curdy, of course. Well, that makes much more sense. I am delighted that you are here with me. Shall I pretend like I'm Princess Irene for this story? No, just be Mommy? Okay. Well, Mommy and King Curdy, which, if you do not know, is a character from an amazing fairy tale called The Princess and the Goblin. Look it up. In the meantime, we're going to read about this thing called Rot. Yes. What exactly is it? Let's find out. Oh, I know what it is. I looked at the front page. Rot, it looks like, is a potato. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. These are mutant potatoes. They love mud. And we see them, and they are jumping into the mud, and one of them yells, "Cannonball!" They play games in it. They eat it. They even sleep in it. And we can see what game they're playing. They're playing some sort of tag game where they throw mud clods at each other. "Got you. You're it." "Splat," says the mud clod. And then when they're eating it, they say things like, "I say, marvelous Mark. Indubitably." Maybe they're British. I say. But, oh, look at this. This is Rot. And we can see him. And he definitely looks a little bit gross. Rot especially loves mud. It is one of his favorite things in the world. "Mud between my toes. Mud in my nose. Mud is great. Wherever it goes." So when Rot sees the most magnificent, massive, and messy mud pit ever, what do we call it when we have lots of letters in a row like that? Alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Magnificent, massive, messy mud pit. Mm-hmm. He can't wait to plunge in, but before he can, Rot's big brother, Snot, shouts, "Watch out!"
"Huh? Watch out for what?"
"Yeah, that was a close call. I thought I saw the squirm."
"The squirm?"
Rot is very confused, and I can't blame him. What is a squirm?
"Yup, it lives deep down in the mushy muck."
"Oop."
"It's slippery and slimy and grimy and gross, and it's always hungry."
"Oh dear."
"Heep,"
says Rot. He does not look comforted by that at all.
"But I'm sure this mud is probably, maybe, possibly safe and squirm free. Anyways, gotta go. Don't be a scaredy spud. Go ahead and jump in."
Rot thinks the squirm sounds super scary. If only he were braver. Like a superhero.
Here I come, Mud. It's Super Spud,
he thinks, and he envisions himself as the Super Spud with a flying cape soaring through the sky. Yeah, not enough. Rot is still one petrified potato. But maybe if he were a
superhero knight, behold, Sir Super Rot, the brave and bold.
That's better. That's better. But something more is still needed. Something that isn't afraid to get dirty. Something big. Something special. Something like
Sir Super Rot the Pigtato.
Now, that is a good mashup. I'm kind of a pig deal, he says, because pigs like to get dirty, don't they? Pigs like to get in the mud. And pigs, why, pigs, nothing scares them, right? Let's see.
Rot, that outfit is ridiculous. You look super silly,
says his older brother.
You should really take a look in the mirror.
Rot takes a look in the mirror. Oh, he does look ridiculous. Ridiculously awesome and brave. He looks like the bravest in the world. You're one smashing spud. You've got this. I'm rooting for you, he says to himself. Now, Rot marches up to the mud. He puts on a brave face. He puts his brave face on. He's going in. You better scram, squirm, he says. But wait, something is moving in the muck. It's, oh no, we can see it slip and slime. Not the squirm.
Hello, I'm Worm.
Oh, it's a tiny little pink worm.
I'm Rot. Nice to meet you. Likewise.
Wait a minute. Worm.
Ugh. Snot was making it up. What's a squirm?
Says the worm. Snot thought he had made it all up, too.
That marvelous mud is all mine now. I can't believe Rot fell for that. There's no such thing as the squirm.
Oh my goodness.
Rawr, I'm the squirm.
What do says the little worm. As it looks like Rot is underneath him, all covered in mud and holding the worm up.
And I'm hungry,
says Rot, who is holding the worm.
Save me, Rot,
shouts his brother.
Never fear, I'm already here, and so is my trusty sidekick worm,
says Rot.
I'm very funny. Of course, I wasn't scared at all,
says his brother.
That was awesome,
says the pig.
If you thought that was awesome, you should see this.
And he cannonballs into the mud. And now they both get to sing.
Mud between our toes.
Mud in our noses.
Mud is great.
Wherever it goes is.
And they're throwing mud at one another and they look so happy. Four potatoes. What did you think of the story? You liked it?
Wait, is that a squirm?
The squirm. Woo. Nonsense. But it is also the end. You want to say it?
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.